show today, we have Tony's Jeffrey Kendall talking about how to accelerate digital adoption and transformation in your organization. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Jeffrey Kendall from Kony. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You guys are involved in a very in-depth project with the folks at Partners Federal Credit Union with John Clays, and we just had him on a couple of weeks ago, and my gosh, did that interview get a whole lot of action on social media. So thank you for what you're doing and helping out those guys. And our topic today is kind of what we talked about with John about, was how to accelerate digital adoption and transformation for credit unions out there, for gosh, any type of organization, because everyone's kind of going digital these days. So just kind of to kind of get the conversation going here. We've been hearing a lot about credit unions and banks needing to digitize to remain relevant. So how do we get them to accelerate this process? How do we get them to transform at a rapid pace these days?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think it starts with identifying and removing the barriers that are there.
Yeah.
I think policy level leadership in most of the credit unions understand that the battleground for survival has shifted not to just how they serve their members, but how they serve their members digitally.
Yeah.
And I think they understand that the big banks are really where the big threat is, because they're simply their ability to out-invest the credit unions in space. And dollars in investment do mean something in digital and technology. But I think there's some other barriers that they need to consider removing as well. One of that is just sort of removing the complexity of all of the different regulatory issues that they have, back-end set legacy systems, how it affects their stakeholders and inside of the credit union. That's one that leadership can help overcome. And I think the second one, which is really, really important, is there's a lot of barriers being provided by traditional legacy system providers who aren't necessarily ready or poised to take their technology to the next level of digital.
Yeah.
That's a big challenge that they have to look to remove those barriers so they can accelerate.
Right. And so what can they do to kind of get the ball rolling? Because a lot of people, there's, you know, the shiny red ball syndrome where you're chasing everything and stuff. But I mean, how can they kind of disseminate on what's right and what's wrong? How do they get the ball rolling so they can get this kind of digital momentum going and they can get in the game with everybody else?
Yeah, that's the big question. Yeah. And I think part of it is determining, look at your current partner ecosystem and determine whether they're ready to go on the digital journey with you first. That's something that you have to get out of the way. And you need to set the stage now in terms of those decisions for technology partners. Ask them, you know, how do they think about customer experience? How does digital fit into their roadmap so that you can leverage that as a credit union going forward? I think those are really, really important questions to understanding whether or not that vendor is going to create a closed ecosystem or be an open player that's going to allow them to innovate and connect into new concepts like open banking APIs and really sort of participate with the new fintechs.
Yeah.
Or get eaten alive by the fintechs.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's better to kind of, I've seen there's a trend like, okay, if we can't beat them, join them type of thing. Let's partner up with them. So I see that trend happening more and more as of late. So
I think, you know, there's another thing too, which is credit unions are realizing that digital is a mindset and not just the responsibility of one role within the organization. So it's not just the CIO. It's not just the CTO. It's not just the chief digital officer. And I think, you know, John Janklis, who you mentioned earlier, who's a great partner of Kony and was a guest of yours recently, he's a thought leader in this space. And he's been challenging his entire leadership team to think about how they deliver digital solutions 2x, 3x, 4x, the pace of what they're normally used to.
Right.
And he knows that if they don't do this, that survival is a real issue for the credit union. So I think that this starts with leadership. As most things in organizations do, that becomes something that leadership can do to sort of accelerate and prepare them for the digital journey as well.
Yeah, I think you just answered my next question, because I was going to ask, like, why is this acceleration so important today? And I think you just said it, survival.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, the stakes are extremely high. And I get the privilege of talking to CEOs and CIOs multiple times per week from credit unions and banks. And I can tell you, I just had a great conversation with a credit union that said, look, if we don't become good at digital, we face, you know, annihilation. Mm-hmm. And they use that word, and it's not an exaggeration.
Right.
They really will be out of business if they don't sort of learn how to serve their customers digitally.
So right. So what is the root of this digitization? Did Amazon kind of start all this with their raising the bar at such a high level? Is it the younger generations? What's kind of at the root of all of this?
Well, Mike, I think it's all the things that you just mentioned.
Okay.
But I think the simple answer is that the consumer experience in industries like retail, travel, entertainment, all the other things that you and I experience every single day, those are setting the bar in terms of expectations for us as consumers. So to a certain extent, credit unions aren't being judged relative to other credit unions and banks. They're being judged to every other customer service touch point in their life. And it's the, I want it now. Yep. I want simplicity, convenience, efficiency, security, and I'm not going to compromise on any of those as a consumer. That's what's driving it. And I think we have a tendency to sort of look at this as a generational or an age-defined group, but we really believe that the demand for convenience and access cuts across all age groups and all demographics.
Yep.
I'm not 29 anymore, and I know that my peers that are 40, 50, 60 years old, if I ask them, hey, does convenience and access matter to you? The answer is yes.
Overwhelmingly, yeah.
I don't have to be 20 to care about what that is. And I think that that's driving, you know, again, some of this expectation for consumers in digital banking.
Yeah. Buying a home on your mobile with one click is a pretty darn convenient thing. So who doesn't want that? So one thing that I was kind of came to my mind is, like, we talk about acceleration, but how do you keep in check an organization like a credit union not moving too slowly, not moving too fast with this type of stuff? Because this is something that doesn't happen overnight. This is a process. So is there a balance there that they can, I guess, balance on? Or how do you see this?
Absolutely. One of the analogies I use, Mike, and I know your background and you'll appreciate this, is that sort of being digitally capable is like being an athlete.
Yeah.
You sort of start practicing in incremental bits and you train up. You know, if you're a marathon runner, you don't start running 26 miles. If you're a cyclist, you don't start running 100 miles. So what does that mean? It means that you start with small projects. You start with incremental functionality that can make a difference to your consumer. I see it all the time, which is credit unions sort of say, oh my gosh, we're going on this journey. We need to get a roadmap set out for 2 years. Then they spend 2 years sort of figuring out what their plan is. And by the time they're ready to implement that plan, it's already out of date.
Yeah, it's too late, right?
And so I sort of say to people, it's like, start training now. You don't have to run the whole race. Get little bits going, and that will prepare you when sort of the event really matters, if you will.
Yeah, when the bigger stuff comes along. Very cool stuff. So do you have any final advice, to kind of wrap up here? Do you have any final advice for those who want to accelerate their digital endeavors out there today? Because, I mean, like we said time and time again in this interview, it's a matter of survival. It's very, very important today. This is going to be, I think 2018 is kind of a pivotal year for this.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And look, the simplest way, it may sound like an oversimplification, but is get going now.
Yeah.
That is the thing that organizations have to get their mind around, and don't fall into that common trap of analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
You want to be thoughtful.
Yeah.
You know, that's important, but you need to be willing to make mistakes along the way. And I think, you know, John Jenkins, back to him as a leader, I look at him as a really important thought leader and mentor in this space. That's something that he really embeds in his leadership. And that hard work and those bruises and learning opportunities, you know, that becomes the foundation of strength for your organization and learning by error. And I think finally, it comes back to the fact that you're not alone. Don't think that you have to sort of go on this journey by yourself. Look for partners who've done this. Look for, you know, providers and vendors who have experience outside in other industries who are willing to help you sort of push that limit and that edge. I think that's that's key to survival in this marketplace.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And what John is doing is really cool as well. He's kind of taking it to another level. He's going to document the whole process. And I think that's just fantastic because there's so many people, so many credit unions out there who want to learn. I'm like, gosh, okay, learn from this process and see, you know, all the bumps and bruises that they're going to experience, but all the rewards that they're going to experience as well. So it's going to be a really cool story to tell on their journey. So it's, and you guys are right there in the mix too. So very cool.
Yeah. You know, John's level of humility and transparency, I think, is pretty unique and very, very exciting to be around. And I think that, you know, that view on leadership is just really, really inspiring to anybody who gets to be around it. So we're really thankful to be on that journey with them and his team.
All right. And we look forward to seeing how things are going to progress as well as we embark on this adventure that they're
going on.
Absolutely.
We'll be back to give you an update.
Right on. All right, Jeffrey, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work over there. And let's check back in down the road, see how things are going.
I appreciate it, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well.